Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Hundred Dresses by Eleanor Estes, narrated by Christina Moore.
Chapter 1. Wanda. Today, Monday, Wanda Petronsky was not in her seat. But nobody, not even Peggy and Madeline, the girls who started all the fun, noticed her absence. Usually, Wanda sat in the next to the last seat in the last row in room 13. She sat in the corner of the room where the rough boys who did not make good marks on their report cards sat. The corner of the room where there was most scuffling of feet, most roars of laughter when anything funny was said, and most mud and dirt on the floor. Wanda did not sit there because she was rough and noisy. On the contrary, she was very quiet and rarely said anything at all. And nobody had ever heard her laugh out loud. Sometimes she twisted her mouth into a crooked sort of smile, but that was all. Nobody knew exactly why Wanda sat in that seat, unless it was because she came all the way from Boggins Heights, and her feet were usually caked with dry mud that she picked up coming down the country roads. Maybe the teacher liked to keep all the children who were apt to come in with dirty shoes in one corner of the room. But no one really thought much about Wanda Petronsky once she was in the classroom. The time they thought about her was outside of school hours, at noontime when they were coming back to school, or in the morning, early, before school began, when groups of two or three or even more...